Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We survived last night's team dinner and we are back for the final time this year. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
How was the team dinner?
It was good
fun.
Don't
pretend like you didn't have a great time.
I did have a good time because I'll make any environment work.
You were great. You know what? You came in with a full head of steam like you were going to have a horrible time. And if that's you having a horrible time, well, isn't anybody lucky to be in your life?
I am glad it's Friday. It's our last show together for the year. We are back in January. So I wanted to do my last booty drop for the year.
Drop it like it's hot. Bickmore's booty drop.
My favourite ever song from the 90s, I reckon.
Oh, what are we talking?
No Scrubs, TLC. Oh, nothing beats it.
Let's do it. Bickmore's booty drop kicking off our final show of the year.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same, but backwards.
It's your primitive is wet, yeah.
Oh, the last one for the year. Who's going to win?
Last one for the year, and there is a bit of a weird vibe going on as well.
No, we're back. We're all good.
Yeah, we're great. But remember Buzz at the end of the night did that weird thing at the start of the
Christmas
party?
Please don't talk about that.
Oh.
I just think in a public place, it's not a thing I would
have done.
Well,
it wouldn't have happened if it was at my house. Oh, no. It wouldn't have been so awkward.
But then how would you get that stain out?
If you're joining us for the first time on our final day, here's how we play same but backwards. We play Carrie and Tommy, a song in reverse. They've got to buzz in with their name,
mate,
give us the title
us now,
and artist.
They're too late.
And
no,
it's
they're
best
not too
of
late.
Five. Are you ready?
Sorry.
That was just a minute of silence to welcome our new friends.
Yes, yeah. We do what other radio shows don't do. They're always talky-talky, music. Sometimes we just like to give you a little old nothing.
All right, well, here's a little old something in reverse. Here's song number one.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Ooh, Carrie's in.
I like you better.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. Can I have a go?
Khalid.
Carrie a couple of
everything we're playing is Khalid.
No,
Khalid.
It isn't.
It's Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
Nah, you're both wrong.
Isn't it?
Okay, what is it?
Oh.
It's Lauv. I Like Me Better.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
right.
We all said it. Oh, no, Lauv. No. Like, oh.
All right, here we go. Here is song number two.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Carrie's in.
Sings the song of Piano Man.
By?
Elton John. No.
Oh, this is shocking. Is it Tom Petty?
No.
Is it one of the Beatles?
Who Billy Joel.
It?
Damn it. Billy Joel.
I always get all the... Because there's a lot from that era that I don't know any of them, and so it's just a grab bag of, like, Roy Orbison.
Do you know? Just Van Morrison.
Yeah, just... Yeah, the Eagles. Just names I've seen in my dad's record collection.
All right, we are none from two. Here's song number three.
Carrie, I'm Walking
in.
Away, Craig David.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah,
come
back.
Very good.
Back. Right.
I tell you what, I thought 1-0. We were getting better at this game. I mean, you were great then. Those first two, we stunk it up.
Here's song number four.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Carrie's in.
Free your mind. I can't remember who sings it.
I'm buzzing you out. Tommy, have you got any idea?
Buzz, I would like to hear it again, please.
I got the stuff that you want. I got the stuff that
is
you need.
Is it En Vogue?
It is.
Thank you.
Oh,
1-0.
Which means we go to a tiebreaker for the final time this year. Here is song number five.
Carrie. Oh. Happy. Pharrell Williams.
It
and
is.
I want
Carrie with us.
I deserve that win. I mean, that pretty much sums up my year.
Winning.
Yeah. No, just winning this comp.
Oh.
No, not winning in general.
You've had a great
I'm
year,
not like,
mate.
What's his name? That was the guy that walked around going, I'm winning.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Winning.
Thanks, Buzz.
Winning.
That was a way
winning.
To come down low from a big high, wasn't it?
I'm winning. I wish we could edit live.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Not quite sure what's about to happen now. Tommy just said, quick, you start the break. I'm going to go out and put on my invention and then I'm going to come in. And I said, what invention? And he said, remember the thing at the very beginning of the year that I said should be made and no one had made it? And he said, I'm going to get it made. Well, I've got it made. Problem is I don't remember that conversation. I don't remember the invention. But anyway, he's done it and he's set to bring it to us
a
now. Welcome
entrance.
Tommy Little and his new invention.
Now,
what is that? You look like you're pregnant.
I haven't even bought the invention in yet. I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You look quite funny as a pregnant woman.
Have you noticed?
You're very low. I think you're about to have the baby. It's about to drop.
Can you even notice? Did you even notice a difference?
Yeah, I did. You've got some massive thing tucked up under your shirt.
I'll be honest.
Whose shirt's that? Is that like a triple XL?
It is a big one. I went out to Big Boys R Us and I bought myself a shirt.
Okay, I just said to people that I don't remember even what invention you said you wanted to make.
Firstly, that's hurtful. But secondly...
You look really weird.
What you may have noticed is that I've got a very subtle, slightly protruding belly. And so if I was to walk into, say, a cricket match, I'd go, good day, Mr. Security. And they'd go, not a worry. Thank you, sir.
No, walk straight on through. If I'm playing Mr. Security, I'd go, why have you got four children hiding up your shirt?
And I'd say, look that way, Mr. Security.
That's where I like to keep them.
And then I'd walk through and I'd sit down because they only pat down your side. And so I've got through security, breeze through. Not a worry. No one's even looking at me. And then I take my seat and I look around because beers are going to cost me $10 at the bar.
Yeah. What are you doing? You've got your hand down your shirt. Oh, my God.
And then I pass that one to you.
You have just grabbed an ice cold can of beer.
Hang on.
From down your top. You've just brought it out. Your beer belly. This is your beer belly. It's finally all made sense.
Another one for my other mate.
How many have you got down there?
Another one for my other mate.
Are you going to do that action every time you get them up? Because I think someone will start to notice.
To be honest, I thought we were going to have a hole in the bottom so I could grab them from the bottom. But
no, that would look weird if you started grabbing your crotch and bringing drinks out.
This? Drinks are plenty. And then just,
four
again, a simple cough.
So
you just
far.
Go... And then beer. How easy is that? Right, there you go.
So what is interesting is as you take the beers out, your belly doesn't go down. So when you come in and out, no one's going to be like, what's going on with the beer belly?
What's going on with your belly over there?
It's interesting because I've always thought inventing something, it takes a long time to get it up. It took an entire year for you to fulfill your invention.
Well, I have Jimmy, who's my usual props guy, who makes prototypes of inventions for me. Jimmy bailed on this because I think he thought it was, in his own words, stupid.
Right.
And so we did get on to DT, who is one of Sonder's hookups, and he's put together this prototype. I was expecting it to be a soft stomach, and so I thought it would be a bit more soft. But I think what he's done, which is great, little touch.
Oh, my gosh, pull up
the
shirt.
But he's made abs.
Abs on a beer belly.
Abs on a
belly. That's an interesting
idea. Isn't it?
And instead of being a... So you can almost go topless and get away with it.
Yeah, it looks like I've got... if I chucked on a wig, I've just got very low-hanging boobs at this point, don't I? And also, it's a cooler bag in there, so you don't actually need to drink your beer straight away. You can be responsible with them.
And you get hot when you go to, like, long events and stuff. And if you're dancing around at a festival,
you know. You'd be dancing with this on, wouldn't you? Bloody hell. So, I mean,
that's win-win. So when are you going to sell it? When will we see it?
Well, obviously, this is a first prototype, so I'm expecting it will
be
on the market.
Well, can I offer some tips if you're going to go back and
great.
Get it?
I would love to hear some tips.
Okay, I feel like you need a bit more between where your chin is and where the belly starts.
Yeah.
I feel like you've all of a sudden got this very low beer belly, so maybe a bit of cushioning above.
Take it on board.
Yeah.
Good.
Above
I like it. Yeah.
And I do feel like it looks like you're 9 months pregnant. You need to be a bit fatter at the sides.
And you know what I would have as well, because I would like an entry point at the bottom.
No, see, I know. I've thought about that. I think it's weird if you pull cans out of your bits.
But I could scratch the bottom of my stomach like that.
Then even
can! Not bad. Anyway, so what do you give it? And this is a first prototype. What do you get out of 10?
A 7 out of 10.
Thank you. That's very supportive of you. You're not a dream killer, and I love that. I'm going to eventually get it to market. Just roughly, what retail price do you reckon we're looking at?
Well, okay. So what's it save you? How much is a can of beer each? Probably, what,
so
15
that's 18 bucks?
$18
for a six-pack.
Okay.
Yep.
No, but how much at the game?
Oh, $10 a pop.
So it's saving you?
$40.
I reckon maybe $89.95.
First installment will be $89.95. And then 12 easy installments and you've got yourself your very own beer belly. You wouldn't even know I'm wearing it.
You would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, this is usually the point in the week where we look back and we talk about the things we're rapt about, some of the things we're raw about, but we've been told to shush this week.
Yeah. What we're going to do now is take a look back at the year that has been so far with Gary and Tommy.
So hang on, Buzz.
Yep.
You've done this.
Well, I can't take all the credit. Me and our audio guy, Tom Green.
You guys just got together.
You didn't ask us some of our favourite bits?
Well, it's all about being raw, so we just went back.
Oh, it's raw. This is our, we're feeling raw from the year, are we?
A bit of both. It is wrapped all raw. So there's going to be, yeah, bits of good and bad throughout the year. Are you ready to...
Well, I feel like you're getting nervous under questioning and you just want to play it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's actually fantastic.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay.
Righto, let's do it. Here it is, Carrie and Tommy's Year in Review.
Well, the time has come to wrap up the first ever year for the amazing friendship that is Carrie and Tommy.
Now, we haven't known each other long.
What do you mean?
Well, not that long.
That's so disheartening to hear you say that because people ask me, I'm like, yeah, we've known each other for years.
Okay, we've known each other for a while now.
It all started on Feb 13, 2017.
Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Oh.
Welcome, Tommy. This is exciting.
Yes.
And it all went downhill from there.
Do you remember that I once asked you for your breast milk? You said yes.
Did I?
Yes, you did. And then your management suggested it might not be a good look for you.
Okay, mate, the only thing I want late at night is sleep.
Wow. I thought you were going to say one other thing then.
No.
I thought, finally, okay, we're doing the show I want to do. Once I had a screw on a pizza.
A what?
And I... okay, I've chosen my words, but... And God, was my bum greasy. No,
what's your harness? What's your favourite harness?
I don't know why that hasn't come back.
Something we need to talk about.
Is it your body odour again?
No.
Who else isn't doing the half marathon that they signed up to?
My partner Chris isn't doing the half marathon.
You told me it's because he had a scab on his bum and he can't run.
Jewish.
You just say to everyone in Australia that I have a scab on my butt.
And it only got worse.
I've been in situations before where I've realised that...
Is this when you pooed at the open inspection house? Or did you not want me to say that on air? I was on a shoot this morning and I got really sweaty and I didn't want to have wet underwear.
Why have you got wet underwear? That was 5 hours ago.
Maxim's Hot 100. Number 61, the smoking hottie that is Carrie Bickmore.
And worse,
I got stuck in that jacket on the weekend.
Why can't you undo it? Okay, what we've just said. No. I will explain to the people what's happened here. You've slowly zipped up a jacket, and then in one of the more thrilling moments that I've ever witnessed on radio, you've unzipped the jacket and taken it off.
The day I got my license, I was so excited, and I made myself a new skirt.
You know when we get so excited, we make ourselves new skirts? We've known there was a smell since about day dot. We've only just realised it is Carrie.
It's not me. I'm not farting at work. You wouldn't be in the room with me had I farted.
It's not true. You don't know how disgusting I can be.
Until
this morning. Stood up from the toilet. I was wearing my robe at the time. The tie, it felt heavy, and I looked, and it was still in the bottom of the toilet. The whole thing... Oh,
that's sorry, the rope falling in.
What?
No.
That wasn't the rope falling in. That was what I did before the rope fell in.
Wow.
But to be fair, we've got to remember all the good times.
Ready to Katy Perry?
Hello from sunny LA.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the world famous rooftop, Big.
Could we perhaps send you guys on a trip to the Gold Coast?
Oh, are you serious? Thank you so much.
Steph, so you could have won $500 cash, but instead you have won $2,000 cash, Steph!
Selena,
how many million followers does Taylor Swift currently have on Instagram?
104.
And of course, how could we forget all of you guys who listened and called
in? Let's play Guess Carrie's Bill.
I want people to guess how much my bill came to. Ollie goes, Mum, it was a cool collection of numbers.
Okay. Suze, what do you reckon?
$148.76.
Okay, Susie.
Why would my son have gone, Mum, look at this number?
Suze, what are you on?
Joel, when, other than for draining pasta, do you use your colander?
I've nailed it to the fence and made offensive.
A what?
What? I don't understand. Explain.
He's made it offensive. Oh, mate, you're an idiot. We got to go. Alex, what happened?
Saw this girl and I just thought to myself, I'm just like, what's the worst that can happen? And then I tripped over and then I spilled the whole Boost on her and then I felt bad.
A Boost juice?
I went and bought her new clothes and everything and ever since we're dating.
You know what I've learned from you, Alex? If you see a girl you like, peg a Boost juice at her and then go buy her a $5 frock from Kmart.
And the moments that were just too funny.
I can't deal with what I've just seen happen. You started scribbling madly on the paper and I looked over to see what you've written. You've written Carrie and Tommy. Did you actually think you were going to forget our names?
I was on this website, goodhousekeeping.com, and I noticed there was an article.
Goodhousekeeping.com. You need more hobbies, mate. I was just casually on this website, goodhousekeeping.com. You all know it. No, we don't. What are you doing with your life?
In this movie, right, Jason Bateman comes into the bathroom.
Where's Jason hiding?
So my girlfriend, who I'm not going to use her real name, but she needs some help. And I'm going to help Diana.
Yep.
Yep. I wasn't going to use her full name. Diella. I'm going to help.
Is that the famous princess? No, was it Princess Diella? You know what I love to eat sometimes?
Stop it.
I love to have a steak Diella.
I can't go on.
Well, Carrie, Tommy, what an amazing year we've had together. Here's to not getting booted off the air in 2018.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, that is us done for the year.
Oh, listening back to that before, we've had a great year.
Hasn't it been a great year?
It has. To all of you, thank you so much for coming on the journey, to calling in. You're our favourite part of the show.
Isn't it the best bit?
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
So make sure you come back next year with lots of good stories to share with us.
Yes, beautiful, funny, slightly odd people.
Our favourite kind of people.
They're the best kind of people in the world and we can't wait to speak to you next year for a little bit longer.
Mm, have a happy Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, just have a happy break and be thankful you don't have to hang out with your family.
Yes.
And enjoy your summer and we'll see you back in 2018.
Have a good
time. Bye. The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.